Duran, Notorious, it's 3:15, and boy, have we got an event to promote today.
The KZN Philharmonic Orchestra is coming to Bolito on Saturday, the 4th of March, for one night only. This is your chance to enjoy a world-famous orchestra in an intimate setting at the Zimbali Country Club, followed by a sumptuous celebratory dinner. There are just 200 tickets available for Under the Stars, a special event to launch the Zimbali Estate Foundation. At 1,000 rand per ticket, you get to enjoy an awesome musical experience and to support some of the most deserving charities in the region. Wear something white and spend an evening under the stars in illustrious company for a cause. But hurry, tickets are limited and time is flying. Booking is open now at quickit.co.za.
And in the studio with me right now, from the Zimbali Estate Foundation, the marketing and fundraising coordinating team of Tamara Balaram and Kara Dunlop. Lovely to have you in the studio. And on the afternoon show, for the first time, but definitely not the last. I mean, we're going to make you regulars here. It's going to be fun. This event is awesome. I mean, the Natal Philharmonic Orchestra coming to Bolito. This has never happened before, and it's such an exciting thing that I'm surprised that you aren't already inundated and having to put extra security up to keep the crowds away. But it's been the best kept secret in the world so far, but we're going to change all that now this week. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dave. It's a privilege to be here, and I cannot tell you how excited we really all are to be able to have the Philharmonic right here on our doorstep is quite incredible.
I think it's one of the most exciting musical events in the history of Bolito. It's certainly something that everyone that is able to, because it's an exclusive event. You can only fit 200 people into the venue. The orchestra is 54 members strong. So, I mean, this gives you an idea. Four Pantechnicons of gear arriving at 6 in the morning to begin the setup. It's huge. And that's the musical entertainment. Then you've also got all the food happening. I mean, that's also extraordinary. And apparently there are a couple of interesting attendees that are also going to be rolling into the event to add value and color and form and function. And tomorrow you've got some interesting information about that.
And what more vibrant color than to have Nonku Williams? She is a reality star from the Real Housewives of Durban franchise. She will be attending our illustrious event. Also known as the Mother of Wines, she has her own wine brand called A to B Wines, and that will be showcased as well at our event. So we're quite looking forward to that.
Well, this is fantastic. So you've got music, you've got wine, you've got food, and you've got fabulous company. Apparently, the dress code is wear something white. But if you don't have an entirely white outfit, because I don't, and I'm going to be there. I mean, I'm sure you can wear something white to accessorize your other gorgeous outfit.
Well, we were thinking maybe 50 shades of white.
There we go. And black is a shade of white, so you can come as you are.
And Dave, as we chatted the other day, you could always bring your sheet, turn it into a toga, accessorize, your imagination.
Oh, I was going to say, just cut through a hole for eyes and put the sheet over your head.
You could be a ghost. And Dave, thank you for offering to be our MC.
Oh, that's going to be
it's definitely going to add an extra swing.
You might be sorry.
I don't think we'll be sorry.
But I will do my best. So this is really exciting. Let's just go through the nuts and bolts. For anyone that's wanting to book, because I think it's terribly important that you do, with only 200 tickets available already, about half of those have been sold. So you've got now maybe 100 seats left, and they are going to fly. So don't be left behind and say, oh, I wish I had got going earlier. Look, it's not the cheapest event in the world. But then again, if you think about it, this type of exposure in an intimate setting to one of the finest orchestras in the country. It's a world famous orchestra. And then all the additional excitement of the event. It's a kind of real bragging point. If you can afford to be there, you have to be there. If you're not there, you're definitely going to wish that you had been. And that would be a terrible place to be. So, now, Quickit is the booking portal.
Yes.
And we had a little bit of a glitch if you tried to book earlier once the ads started to run. The Cricket portal wasn't quite ready to accept your call. It is now, so you can hop onto Cricket right now. Just bang in Zimbali or Under the Stars or both, or the Zimbali Estate Foundation. Any of those tags will get you to the event, and then you just make your booking, and we'll see you there next Saturday night. Yeesh, it's close. It's so exciting.
Yes, Dave. And actually, we only, just a little correction there, we're only sitting on 70 tickets available.
Is that right?
So they are moving. As of our count this morning, the tickets are moving fast.
70 tickets left till the end of next week. So
You don't want to waste your time.
So let's get quickly onto Cricket.
Yeah. Is there any chance? I mean, it's a long shot, but is there any chance that you might be able to, if we hit the 200 mark and there's still quite a crowd clamoring, you might be able to just squeeze in a few more?
Unfortunately not. Our venue is...
It's intimate.
Yes, it's an intimate setting, and to keep the integrity of this venue, of this event, we have to limit it at 200.
So it really is an exclusive
event.
It is. Don't miss out. Don't be that person that thinks I'll catch up next week and there won't be. Do it now. Go on to Cricket. Reserve your seats. Chances are they'll be gone by the end of this week, so we don't want to like jinx anything, but you know, you don't want to. Let's talk a little bit about the foundation, because I think it's also fascinating to understand that while it's a marvelous event and it's a lovely setting and all of that is obvious, it's for a cause. And I think the Zimbali Estate Foundation is something that I was listening to an interview this morning that we had with John Allen, and I was really impressed. You guys have, as a community, have obviously been working quietly behind the scenes, doing remarkable things, and now this is a kind of formalization of that.
It is. The foundation was, the Zimbali Estate Foundation was registered in June 2021, and basically it was just to formalize an ideology of like-minded individuals. With a shared vision of making sustainable change by giving back to the place that we call home, and just also uniting all the communities around us and to bridge some of the social gaps that we face on a daily basis. And that's really what we're all about. Cara has a list of projects that she could quickly run through just to also advise the community that this is what the Zimbali Estate Foundation is all about. This is a good work that we are doing. Please support us in our endeavors. I'll hand you over to Cara.
Thank you. Before I even move on to the projects, we chose the agapanthus as our logo. The agapanthus is known as the flower of love. And what is outreach? It's all about love and kindness and respect and giving back to
Absolutely.
The community. And how the flower spreads out is the outreach to people and the planet and creating an inclusive and cohesive society.
It's quite extraordinary. The agapanthus is it's an indigenous South African
it is.
Plant, but you go anywhere in the world and in all the finest gardens in the world, Kew Gardens in the UK. I went to New Zealand in Auckland, one of those sort of in the millionaires row. There they were standing proud, the South African agapanthus. Yes, it's one of our proud exports that people around the world treasure. Great choice of emblem.
And also very poignant that it's actually in bloom in time for our launch.
Oh, cool. And you get white ones as well, eh?
You do. So if anyone has spare agapanthus, let us know and we'll come and fetch them on your farms in the rolling hills of KZN.
We'll cut them down.
And then, Dave, can I move on to a couple of the projects that I feel highlight the kindness that we have in this community? There's one particular project that has touched our hearts lately. There are three young, what would you call them, personal trainers that have given up their time voluntarily to help people in the Shaka's Head area, the children under 15, 16. And they've already started training in athletics. They've competed in a tournament in Richards Bay and done very well. It's a way of keeping the children off the streets. And we are going to support them by raising funds to put a fence around that area.
Yeah, they've got a little soccer pitch there and a change room and some ablution facilities. And it just needs protection and
just
it needs a
protection.
Little bit of love. So there it comes.
And that's known as our honey badgers.
Yes, the honey badgers. And the personal trainers are Block, Bernie and Lucky. Many of you in the community know who they are, especially Strong Lucky, who also is trained in boxing. Quite infamous people, and not infamous in a bad way, in a wonderful outreach way. Good people to know.
Famous.
And then the other one is a food project, which are also very important. There's one inland from Tongat at Amorna School, where the children are taught to grow vegetables to supplement the meal that they're given every day. There's also the Charkers Kraal Agricultural College. We are really supporting them in a strong way. And they'll be growing, what are those mushrooms called? Oyster mushrooms. This year. And we will be letting the community know where you'll be able to get them in order to make these projects sustainable, whatever excess produce there is, we need to sell to
it's
the
so
community.
It's so important, you know, a good initiative is only as good as the people behind it. And I say this again, it's absolutely pointless, and there have been so many squandered opportunities, and we don't have to point fingers, but we know where they are, where money, lots of money has gone into projects that have just completely failed dismally because they haven't been mentored and encouraged. And there's what you guys are doing because you can. I mean, there's lots of expertise in our community and many people that have made their fortunes, if you like, and have established themselves, their reputation, now got to a point where they're able to give back to the society. That's what we're talking about here. And this is why these initiatives are going to work, because they're good people behind them and making sure that they work. So full marks to you and the foundation.
Thank you, Dave.
We're delighted to be part of the launch. And hopefully from here, there's onward and upward. The sky is the limit.
Now, the launch is just the beginning of what the Zimbabwe Estate Foundation is going to put forward in terms of events. Our fundraising and marketing committee has a pipeline of events for the rest of the calendar. I can tell you that each event will be very tasteful, and we'll also be supporting the arts, which we believe is very important. That when you attend one of our functions, that we also add value to your life.
Mm.
It's not just about you supporting our charities.
Surely.
But we also want to give back to you so that you will enjoy, in this particular instance, is the Philharmonic Orchestra. And next time, and also you're going to meet one of our reality stars. And next time, who knows what it is that we're going to showcase. You'll have to listen for further.
Onward and upward.
And upward.
More strength to you, my very special guests, Tamara Balaram and Kara Dunlop from the ZEF, or the ZEF, that is Zimbali Estate Foundation Marketing and Fundraising Team. Thanks so much for joining me on the afternoon show. One more thing.
Just if anybody wants research into our foundation, our website is www.zimbaliestatefoundation.org.
www.zimbaliestatefoundation.org. Bang! Just like that.
And Dave, please, can I say a very, very big thank you to the community for their support already. It's been mind-blowing. And the people that have come forward to offer all sorts of different things to... You know, we came together during the floods. We came together... During the unrest, we came together. Belito is a unique and very special place.
It is.
Thank you, Dave.
We are blessed to be able to combine the resources that we have. And it's not all about the money. Hey? It's about being able to, with a good heart and a good mind, come together, combining those skills, and to make a real difference and to build a country that we can all be proud of. And that's where we're going. Thanks to you guys. Thanks for joining me on the afternoon show.
Thank you, Dave.
And we will see you, if you're listening to this and wondering, absolutely next Saturday at Zimbali at the Country Club for the event that if you miss, you will be dreadfully sorry. It's called Under the Stars, the KZN Philharmonic Orchestra in full flight, and be there or you are going to be terribly sad. Here's Mean Mr. Mustard. Build Me Up, Buttercup is 29 minutes past 3.